look tired?
Oh, I'm tired. We had a terrible day at the office. One of those days when everything, just everything goes wrong, you know.
Too bad. Well, sit down, put your feet up, and relax. Dinner about half an hour. Where's Betsy?
Oh, Betsy, I don't know.
Well, didn't you pick Robert Allen there?
Well, no. Now, look, you didn't say a word to me about
How did you think she was going to get home?
Well, I
haven't taken that through all the to-do yesterday, dear, about the school bus not picking her up out here or bringing her home. I told you she'd be getting off at Elmer's with Mary Lou and you'd have to pick her up there.
Yes, I remember. Yes, I'm wrong. All right, I'll go and get her.
Well, we have got to do something at once about getting near you. I just feel so isolated out here, I can't go anywhere. I must say, I never realized when we decided to build out here, it was quite so far away from everything.
Yeah, all right, I know. We've got to do something about keeping this garage warm until we get into the house, too.
Well, I'm having an oven dinner. That helps warm it up.
Yeah.
Now, you better go get Betsy, dear.
Warm the dinner up. Yeah, I guess so. Boy, this darn school bus isn't. You know, every time I thought of that today, you know, I got mad all over again.
Well, it doesn't do any good to get mad, dear.
Did you talk to Madge today?
No, why should I?
Look, it's Madge and Charlie bought the 2 acres next to us here. They've got 4 children. They ought to be told there's no school bus service.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll call Madge right now. You go get Betsy.
Yeah, well, now, where are the car keys?
Oh, good heavens. How can you misplace them in just 2 minutes?
Well, I can do it. Now, why don't you get your
idea? Madge! I was just on my way to the phone to call you. It's Madge.
Unbelievable.
Well, it's mental telepathy, Madge. Well, I tell you, sometimes I do believe in mental telepathy. I know. You'll meet you, I don't know how many times. I'll suddenly think of somebody I haven't thought of for ages. And that very day, I get a letter from them. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I know they conducted experiments at Duke University on extrasensory perception.
I'm going to tell her about the school bus.
Yeah, hold on, Madge. What?
School bus.
Madge, something we had to tell you and tell us.
School bus.
Huh? Well, fine. All right, Madge. Goodbye. Something was burning. She had to go. She said she and Charlie were planning on coming over tonight anyhow. She said they had something to tell us, and she is terribly excited. What do you suppose it is?
I just wouldn't know.
Now go get Betsy, dear, so we can eat and get the dishes done.
Every moment.
Yeah? Honey, Madge and Charlie are here.
Beautiful.
Oh, don't pay any attention to him. He says that to all the girls.
I bet he does.
You know, really, the way you fixed up this garage, it is just darling.
Well, of course, it's all new and clean anyhow, Madge. And it's actually kind of fun making do until a new house is ready.
Boy, have we got something to show you.
Yeah, no, Madge sounded so excited on the phone. Oh, wasn't that funny, Madge? She called me just as I got through saying, I must call Madge.
I know. Wasn't that funny?
Well, look, the reason she was going to call.
You can't tell me there isn't something to mental telepathy.
Oh, yes, sure, I think there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times I've been going to say something, and by gosh, Madge will answer me even before I get the words out.
Well, darling, that is not mental telepathy. Anybody could read your mind.
Oh, man.
That's
true.
But I really do think there is something to mental telepathy. I remember one day I was washing dishes, and all of a sudden, for no reason at all, I thought of Mary Ellen McCavish. Well, I'll bet I hadn't thought of her since grade school.
Honey.
You know that I got a letter that very day.
Yeah.
From a mutual friend, and she said, whatever happened to Mary Ellen McCavish?
Oh, I know. The same thing happened to me.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to the best part. In the same mail. That very day.
Yeah, I thought we had something more important than mental telepathy to talk over with Madge and Charlie.
What?
What?
Oh, the school bus. Did you two know about that?
Yeah, a real estate man said the school bus goes right past here.
Yeah, that's what it does, too, Tom. It goes right past.
Huh?
What do you mean? It doesn't stop, Madge. We have to live 3/4 of a mile at least from the school to have the school bus pick up your child.
Oh, come on. The real estate man who sold us those 2 acres over there said that...
Look, Charlie, I'm sorry. No sense going on about that. Same thing happened to us. We put our faith in the real estate man, too. We never thought to check up on it ourselves.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Do you mean to tell me that our 4 children will not have school bus service out here?
That's right, Madge. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Walk to school, Charlie.
Walk to school along that lonely road around the lake.
Which, of course, I wouldn't permit Betsy to do, so we're going to have to take her to school and pick her up. Really, we've been so
upset.
Well, I should think I am more than upset. I'm certainly not going to build any house out here.
Madge, for the love of Mike, I just bought the property.
No, sir. I am not going to spend the next 15 years of my life taxiing 4 children to school.
Not only that, Madge, but you have to live at least 1.5 miles, or is it 2 miles here?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say.
Of course, when the child is in high school.
Oh, I thought that's 2 miles.
What is 2 miles?
You have to live at least 2 miles to have your child ride the bus to school.
Well, that means when Chucky gets to high school before the others do, that I would be trotting them around to two different schools each day.
No, wait a minute. Boy, you all get so excited before you figure out what can be done about it.
Look, I was at the school yesterday. I talked to this Miss Banks, the principal. She told me to write a letter to the Transportation Advisory Committee, Mr. Ralph
Wickersham.
Well, I called
Ralph Wickersham. Oh, I know him. I know old Ralphie.
Yeah, well, old Ralphie's out of town, so I called some other guy.
Paul Symington.
I don't know him.
Well, you're slipping. He said something can be done about it. They have nothing can be done. They have their rules, it seems.
Well, you haven't told Madge and Charlie the worst part. You know, that's the
tendency. Oh, yeah. Look, we are exactly 100 feet short of being 3/4 of a mile from the school. 100 feet!
Oh, no!
100 feet.
Wait a minute. We are certainly more than 100 feet further from school than you are.
Oh, no. How could you be, Charlie? Didn't you buy those 2 acres to the south of us here?
No.
Oh, no. Our property is over there, north of you.
Oh.
Why, I knew which 2 acres they bought. Where have you been?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that...
That's why I wondered, really, why you thought Madge and Charlie were involved in this school bus thing. I mean, just 100 feet. I am no judge of distance. I thought you figured it out.
No.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that your luck, though, isn't it? No, we don't have to worry about it. We're certainly more than 3/4 of a mile from school, so don't worry about it, Madge, baby.
Well, that is a relief. Oh, you poor things. You have had the worst luck with everything, haven't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that a shame? Well, now, look, your children can walk over our property to catch the bus.
No, Madge, they can't, bet you can't do that. They aren't allowed.
Oh, darling, Charlie and I wouldn't mind at all, would we, honey?
Well, no.
The school bus isn't allowed to pick them up, Madge. Oh, no. Isn't that marvelous?
Well, now, wait a minute.
There must be some way to solve this. Oh. Yeah, well, look, as it turns out, Charlie, it's not your problem.
Well, it's your problem, and you're my pal. Now, how about this? I got an idea. Now, if I understand it, your property has to be at least 3/4 of a mile from school, right?
That's right, Charlie.
Okay. Now, since our property adjoins, I will sell you a small strip of my driveway, which I will have to put through to the main road.
You do what?
I put in my driveway so it comes out beyond that 100 feet. And if you own a strip of my driveway, which I will sell you...
Well, now, wait a minute, Charlie.
No, wait a minute. Now, maybe Charlie's got something here.
It doesn't have to be much, just say a foot or even less. I mean, it would be your property.
Yeah.
Well, may I say something?
No. Now, man, you keep quiet at it. Let us figure this thing out now. Oh, my gosh, pal. This is a whale of an idea, isn't it?
Yeah. The way this might work, Charlie. By golly, it might just work.
Get paper and pencil.
Yeah, I got a pencil. Yeah, here's some paper.
Okay, fine. Now, here's your property. Here's the lake.
Yeah.
Here's ours.
North.
Here's the main road coming along here.
Yeah.
Your driveway is here. And I put mine in further down here.
Please, can't you go sit over there and talk for a minute while we concentrate on this thing?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on, man.
Okay.
Let's talk about how this is all 2 acres zoned out here and Charlie couldn't sell any of his property. I don't believe, you know.
What did you say?
2 acre zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that left that out.
Well, I was wondering why the boys didn't check the distance by car from here to school. You know, perhaps taking both your car and ours, just in case one of the speedometers wasn't accurate.
Yes, what a good idea, man.
Yeah.
Are we talking too loud and bothering you boys?
Oh, Jerry Willen, I tell you, Charlie, I tell you sometime...
Don't tell me!
Well, come on, Charlie, let's go. As soon as I find my car keys. That's right, Mrs. Symington. Well, look, Charlie Bemis and I both checked, and we're actually 9/10 of a mile from the school. 9/10 of a mile. Yes, we checked it on our speedometers. Okay. Ah, well, thank you very much.
Well, what did he say?
Yeah, well, he'll have the distance rechecked tomorrow and make it official. He's very sorry. And if we're right, the school bus will pick Betsy up.
Oh, Well, that is wonderful. Well, thank you, Madge, for thinking of having the boys test the distance.
Well, it seemed to me it was the first thing to do.
All right, Madge, come on, let's get on home.
Mm-hmm. What is the matter with you, Charlie? My goodness, I thought you and Madge had something to show us.
Madge didn't bring it.
I love that. Madge didn't bring it. You told me, Charlie Dean, if you said, don't bother, I'll bring it.
All right. Anyhow, we don't have it. We were going to show you the design and plans for our new house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how exciting. Well, at least tell us about it.
No, I want to show you. We'll drop out tomorrow. Come on, Madge.
Well, what's the house like?
Yeah, give us some idea. Anyhow, a little colonial, ranch style.
Oh, no, it's modern. Very, very, very modern.
Yeah, very ultra, ultra modern.
Yeah. It's either one of those things you just love or you just hate.
It looks like something from another planet. When you see it, we'll be over tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Charlie.
Where do I get a load of it, no man?
Oh, good heavens. You don't suppose they're putting up one of those awful modern monstrosities right next to our new lovely colonial, do you?
Yes, I do.